A second potential vaccine against COVID-19 is now in the mix. The biotech company Moderna announced its coronavirus vaccine is more than 94% effective, according to early data in its clinical trial. A week ago, Pfizer and BioNTech said their vaccine was more than 90% effective. This is encouraging news, but a vaccine still won't be widely available for many months. And the pandemic is getting worse. A million people in the United States contracted the virus last week, bringing the total to 11 million cases since the pandemic began. Dr. Gregory Polin, director of the Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group, joins us now. And doctor, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. How are you, Tanya?
I am well. Thank you so much for asking. So we should point out that this is preliminary data from Moderna, and the results haven't been validated by outside experts yet. But a vaccine that's more than 94% effective is really encouraging. What's your reaction to this news?
You know, you're exactly right, Tanya. One, the proviso that all we have is a press release. We haven't actually seen peer-reviewed data yet. And as a physician and scientist, you always want to temper your enthusiasm with that. On the other hand, for a COVID-weary world, this looks like a home run. To have a vaccine 95% effective is a big deal in the world of vaccinology.
This vaccine by Moderna and the one by Pfizer are both messenger RNA vaccines. Can you explain how they work?
So what we do is you take the genetic code that produces the S or spike protein in your cell. Your cell then displays that on the surface, and your circulating immune cells see that and react to it as if it was the whole virus. So you're tricking, if you will, your immune system into thinking that it's seeing the virus, produces antibodies that neutralize the virus when you get exposed to it, and produces cellular immunity. Now, what we don't know whether this vaccine prevents asymptomatic infection, transmission, death. We don't know those things yet. And one important point that I think most every scientist has missed, these are being tested in locations around the world where, for the most part, people are wearing masks and distancing, maybe not in parts of the U.S., but elsewhere in the world. And so the efficacy measures that we have are, if you will, vaccine plus mask plus social distancing. Mm-hmm. What happens when it's vaccine alone? That's something that we'll see and understand over time.
Moderna says its vaccine can be stored at temperatures of a standard home or medical refrigerator, as opposed to Pfizer's, which requires a much colder storage temp. How significant is this in the race for a vaccine?
I'm glad you asked that, Tanya, because it's actually a critical question. And being able to store it for 30 days at refrigeration-type temperatures is a game changer, because it means you can deploy this vaccine anywhere in the world. When you need minus 75 degrees, and that's centigrade, by the way, you're now talking about limiting vaccine distribution to major medical centers in the West. Doctors' offices don't have that. Pharmacists don't have that. Whole nations don't have that.
Yeah. If this holds up, what is the likely timeline for approval and distribution?
I think what's likely to happen and what the company has said is that they're going to seek emergency use authorization. My guess is we'll see movement on this before the end of the year, but widespread availability of the vaccine really not until the second and maybe even into the third quarter of 21.
And doctor, because we want to think this far ahead, can you give us some perspective on how long it would take for a vaccine to actually end this pandemic?
Assuming, this is a big assumption, assuming that the virus doesn't mutate and assuming that the American public would take the vaccine and continue to wear masks, we could end this actually sometime in the second to third quarter of 21, certainly before the fall of 21. I'm being cautious and saying if and emphasizing my words, because thus far it's been very difficult to convince Americans that this is an important disease. It causes considerable morbidity and mortality. It causes a surge demand unlike anything we have seen on hospitals and medical care systems. And that's the only way we're going to beat this thing back is by wearing masks, distancing, and a high quality, long durability vaccine.
Right. There's not one solution in a vaccine. You're really bringing home the point that we also have to continue our habits of wearing masks and social distancing.
You're very right. I mean, we can develop, and we do, we develop vaccines that are safe and effective. The one thing, of course, that we can't control is human behavior.
Dr. Gregory Polin is director of the Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group. Dr. Polin, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Be safe.